The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Caroline Mead, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for having for being with us, I should say. And, you know, we spoke to Elle yesterday about her dad, and it is the season that we remember people that we love so much. And your dad was another big figure in your world. Will you tell me about him? Tell me about Eddie.
Yeah, so my dad was a character full of life and would have been the life and soul of the party. Great fun, and really just enjoyed putting his best foot forward and making the most of life as he could.
And what was his job, or what did he get up to for a living?
Well, he was a carpenter by trade, and trained when he was younger, and went on then to work for himself over the years, and did lots of different other things. Was very creative as well.
Was he somebody who dressed well?
Yes, he dressed very well. He loved his clothes. He loved his fashion. He loved how he looked. He was just great. Yeah.
He couldn't pass a mirror without stopping. Would that be fair to say?
No, very true. Looking at himself, yeah.
Right, or even a good window with a half-decent reflection would do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, I wouldn't recognise any of these traits in myself, you know. I'm just curious as to what exactly we're dealing with here. He had a tough year in 1994, though.
Yeah, so in 1994, he started having epileptic seizures, and they found out that he had extra blood vessels in his brain that they needed to remove. So he went to have surgery to remove them. But unfortunately, the surgery went wrong a little bit, where an infection got into the brain, and he ended up having to have two more surgeries within a few weeks and have the left piece of his skull removed because of the infection, and they couldn't stop the bleeding. So they needed to remove that piece of his brain at that time.
And was there any long-term implications for something like that?
Yeah, so he was left with a brain injury, so that caused cognitive impairment, and also he had dysphasia, so it was the inability to remember or verbalise certain words. Okay. So if he wanted to say something, he might struggle with what he wanted to say. Even though over years we got to, I suppose, understand that and nearly finish the sentences for him, you know.
Yes, yeah, you just learned how to roll with it.
Absolutely, yes.
And positive messages. I mean, if ever there was a year that we required such a thing, it's this year, and I spent, in fact, we all took a number of cards of positive messages this morning on the desk to read that were all written by your dad.
Yeah.
Tell me about this.
So after his surgery, he obviously, his life completely changed, and he lost a lot of his confidence and became quite lonely. I suppose you'd lose people around you, but you also, when you go through something like that, it can be quite isolating just in terms of how you're feeling. And for him, with a brain injury, it's quite an invisible illness because you look fine, but you're not.
Mm.
And he used to start to write lovely little positive messages to himself. His first one was called Each Day, and that was to really just motivate him to keep going and to rebuild his life and to get back on his feet and get back to where he was. And he did this over the last 25 or 26 years. He loved little quote books and different things like that. And last year, unfortunately, he started developing very progressive vascular dementia. And he'd always talked about putting his little quotes into a book form. But a friend of mine suggested that maybe he'd make a deck of cards that you could put all of his cards together in a colourful way. So myself and my husband designed the cards and got them printed up. And they're in a little box and look like a deck of cards, really. So the idea is that people could lay them out in front of them and pick a little message for themselves. And the cards are small enough to put in your wallet or carry with you throughout the day.
Yeah, to kind of encourage you to face the day with optimism and a sunny disposition, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Who's Cedric?
Cedric is all of our initials. So it's the name that he used when he wrote things. He always just put Cedric at the end of it. So it's the initial of myself and my three brothers and our family name and my dad's.
So you all got a look in there, obviously.
We did, absolutely.
You mentioned your dad got quite unwell then in January.
Yeah.
And then, of course, along comes COVID, and he would have been, was he hospitalised at that point? Or
he was hospitalised over the summer with very bad hallucinations and delirium.
Okay.
And he was starting to get a little bit aggressive, unfortunately, with the illness. But it was very, very progressive. I mean, back in March, he was still driving, doing his own washing, cooking, cleaning.
God, it's quick, yeah.
And it was very quick. And then what happened was, we were told then by the hospital that myself and my brother, he lived with my brother, we weren't going to be able to care for him by ourselves anymore. And we had the difficult decision then of having to place him in nursing home care.
How old was he?
He was 69 when he went in, and he turned 70 when he was there.
He's terribly young.
Very, very young.
In the modern age, for sure.
Yeah, very young.
And difficult for you all.
Yeah, it was extremely difficult over the last 2 years were very difficult, but this year was quite difficult, like so many people, other people as well.
And October?
So he, unfortunately then, he wasn't long in the nursing home, only a few months. He contracted COVID and he passed away a couple of days after it on the 8th of October.
I'm sorry about that.
And I suppose at that time at the funeral, and like the lady who sent the text in about her mother being buried on Monday, we actually found it a very healing experience. It was hard not to have my two brothers are abroad and couldn't get back for the funeral, and that was very difficult. But it was very intimate, and we created a lovely energy.
This is so reassuring. The small weddings, the small funerals. This is a real positive outcome of this, in the sense that some people don't need or want to require the circus. Some people, and I'm circus is probably pejorative, but some people don't need the big numbers. And you seem to be. Not that you'd be happy, but positive about it.
Well, I got a lot of peace, and I know there's so many families out there who've been affected by COVID where it isn't a peaceful thing. But for us, it actually gave my dad the relief that he needed, you know, because I would have not liked to have watched what would have happened considering how quick he had deteriorated. And I felt a release for him. Sadness for us, of course, and you want to keep somebody for yourself selfishly, but for him, he would not have wanted the way that things had happened. And at the funeral, we brought one of his packs of cards up as a symbol. And afterwards, someone, as part of organising the funeral, approached me to say that his own dad had dementia and that he just loved the thought of the cards that he was and wanted to get a pack to read with his dad every day to bring a positive message to his dad. And that just made me feel it was time to do something with the cards. So I also wanted to give back as well and help other people in my dad's position that, you know, need support and might know that they're there. So I'm giving 30% of the profits to Headway Ireland, who are an absolutely wonderful charity at helping support and rehabilitate people with brain injuries and support their families.
That's a great thing to do. And you know, did your dad ask you to send me a pack last December?
He did. He asked me last...
Where the hell were they?
Sorry, he asked me last
I was sitting there
December.
Going, where are the cards? Where's Eddie's cards last? What happened?
I suppose, like, I...
Come on.
I was caring for my dad during the day.
Yeah, what else excuse have you got? Come on, that's not good enough. You didn't get around to it. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
That's it.
Yeah, it took you a year.
It took me a year, and he would be thrilled to know that, you know, that you've got them now.
Do you know what? In seriousness, they are beautiful, they are thoughtful, they're meaningful, and they are a legacy to who your father was.
Thank you.
And I want to wish you and your family a happy Christmas.
You too. Have a lovely Christmas. So thanks so much again.
And raise a glass to that great man, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
We'll see you soon.
Great.
Thanks, Caroline Mead.
Thanks.
Okay,
bye.
You're brilliant. Thank you. The cards are gorgeous. And the Believe in Yourself cards, you can get them on itstimeforme.ie.